Welcome to Journal Club for December 20th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Imagine that you're working for a cultural heritage preservation organization, something like UNESCO or the World Monuments Fund. The work you do personally is around documenting and analyzing specific heritage sites. These are places like caves, pyramids, ruins, ancient temples, fortresses, burial mounds, sacred groves, new dig sites, and old town centers, each holding unique stories and cultural significance. You regularly travel to these type of sites, build clusters of sensor instruments and video monitoring tools, feed all the data to edge nodes running nearby, run analysis on it, then push the results to the cloud. That kind of IoT setup is your bread and butter. But today, you receive an assignment that's unlike anything you've done before. Your mission is to travel to a new site and install sensors, monitoring, and edge nodes as usual. But there's a catch. This cultural heritage site is underwater. It's not a dig site or a cave. It's an ancient shipwreck. So now you've got some thinking to do. How does the heritage site being underwater change what you need to build? What's the same and what's different? Let's walk through it. There are five key differences. One, there's no power in the middle of the ocean. Two, radio signals attenuate in water. Three, GPS is ineffective underwater. Four, not only is everything going to get wet, but the pressure is high, temps are cold, and salt water corrodes everything. And five, connectivity to the cloud will be possible, but limited. You're no longer working in vanilla IoT. This is IOUT, the Internet of Underwater Things. And many of the best practices you're used to no longer apply here. That's where this research paper comes in. They're designing a system for just this use case. In a moment, we're going to walk through the system design and architecture. But first, for clarity's sake, let's fully articulate their design goals. What is their underwater system supposed to be capable of? The overarching goal was to build a real-time monitoring system that could continuously track environmental conditions. They wanted it to integrate with underwater assets like ROVs, remote operated vehicles, divers, and sensors, as well as surface-level and airborne assets like autonomous surface vehicles, buoys, and even satellites. In this scenario, the ROVs are used for site inspection and visual documentation. As they roam around, their positions need to be tracked precisely. They collect high-quality video, and the system needs to process it on edge nodes and then send the results to the cloud when there is connectivity. Divers need to be tracked in real time, have their vital signs monitored, and have any SOS alerts they send be intercepted and acted upon. Autonomous surface vehicles need to be directed to assist with dive operations as needed. And of course, all of this needs to be done running on renewable energy and using as little energy as possible. Since the deployment will be far away from any human beings most of the time, it needs to be remotely accessible and needs to be capable of long-range communication, not via satellite, if needed. That's quite the laundry list. So, what did they design and how did they build it? They call their new system Tectonic, and it's composed of three layers: a sensor layer, an edge layer, and an application layer. The sensor layer gathers data and transmits it to the edge layer. The edge layer performs immediate processing and analysis and sends data up to the application layer. The application layer serves as the system's control center. It facilitates remote monitoring, offers long-term data storage, and provides decision-making support for operators. Let's look at each one of these in more detail. The sensor layer consists of strategically placed environmental sensors that measure key parameters such as temperature, pressure, salinity, and pH levels. These sensors continuously transmit readings using acoustic communication technology instead of radio. Supporting the system are remotely operated vehicles, ROVs, equipped with high-quality video cameras that provide video imaging for site inspections and visual documentation. Divers wear acoustic transmitters that allow diver-to-surface communication, enabling them to report findings, send SOS alerts, or mark points of interest without needing to surface. The edge layer is the computational heart of the system. it manifests as a series of ocean buoys. The buoys are equipped with solar panels and long-life batteries, GPS modules, and LoRa communication systems. They serve as relay points, but also house mini computers like Raspberry Pi and NVIDIA Jetson Nanos. These onboard computers receive transmissions from the sensor layer and perform data filtering, anomaly detection, and data processing. This localized computing minimizes latency and supports uninterrupted monitoring, even in regions with limited internet connectivity. One of the most innovative features of the edge layer is its risk assessment automation capability. AI models analyze real-time environmental data from the sensor layer, such as changes to temperature, salinity, and water pressure, to predict potential risks like corrosion or structural deterioration in the equipment itself. This facilitates predictive maintenance and proactive site management. The buoys also cache critical data, ensuring operational continuity during communication outages. Lastly, the buoys also have the ability to track the exact locations of the ROVs, divers, and other underwater assets by using acoustic triangulation algorithms. This capability enables efficient site inspections, diver safety monitoring, and effective coordination of site operations. The application layer, or cloud layer, serves as the system's interface for data visualization, management, and remote access. After data is pre-processed at the edge layer, in the buoys, it's transmitted to cloud services for storage, advanced analysis, and predictive modeling. And this is what ultimately allows for the creation of models for long-term site preservation planning. The cloud system features a web-based interface accessible to all researchers, site managers, and policymakers. Users can view real-time alerts, analyze past environmental trends, and receive AI-generated recommendations for site maintenance. Visual tools such as 3D site models and interactive dashboards enhance decision-making and allow comprehensive site management. The authors didn't just write up these plans as schematics. They actually deployed this system. They conducted a series of field tests in Lake Jarun in Croatia. I'm probably pronouncing the lake's name wrong. The primary goal was to assess the system's acoustic triangulation abilities. They wanted to measure the accuracy, responsiveness, and operational reliability of the system in a controlled aquatic environment. They used three surface buoys in total. One buoy acted as the central processing unit, while the other two functioned as measurement nodes. An underwater acoustic element, UAE, with a built-in transmitter was attached to a surface-driven object simulating a moving underwater asset. The central buoy orchestrated the range measurements by prompting the two measurement buoys to calculate distances from the UAE using acoustic signals. The buoys then relayed these measurements back to the central unit for processing and localization. During the tests, the system successfully computed the UAE's position using spherical trilateration, leveraging GPS data from the buoys and the calculated acoustic ranges. The test logs recorded accurate distance measurements, with the positioning error remaining within expected limits. So, this evaluation clearly wasn't a full deployment and certainly didn't test all the capabilities they designed, but I think it was a good start. The evaluation highlighted the system's ability to operate independently of cloud connectivity and perform on-site data processing, which are key milestones. In the future, there are several other directions the authors want to take this, and a number of improvements that they want to make. They want to deploy larger systems with far more buoys. They want to improve the precision of localization algorithms to reduce tracking errors. And they want to optimize power consumption through better energy management strategies. They also plan to enhance the AI-backed risk assessment models by integrating more environmental data sources. Ultimately, they envision a fully automated, adaptive monitoring platform capable of preserving underwater cultural heritage on a global scale. It's just going to take quite a lot of iteration cycles and patience to get there. If you'd like to keep tabs on the project, download the paper. The authors provide links to the Tectonic GitHub, as well as the project homepage and the sites of the sponsoring organizations. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.